This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Good morning. Thank you for taking 15 minutes today. We're tuning in today to God's frequency, WGOD. That is, I know the secret, and I share it with you. That is, God is always broadcasting. He always has a word for you today. And this is what we're doing. That's what we do on this program. That's what we're doing today. We're listening into a sermon I just preached a week ago at Island Community Church here in Merritt Island. For those of you in Florida, I invite you to come by. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island, Sunday morning, 10:30. You know what to expect if you listen here to this program. This sermon here today, which we're going to listen to Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, is entitled Acts 8 and the Baptism of the Holy Spirit. Has anyone ever asked you before if you've been baptized by the Holy Spirit? And what's been your answer to that? And that's kind of what we're going to look at here. We're going to look specifically at the Samaritans today, and we're going to look at the question why it took so long for the Samaritans who had already been baptized in the name of Jesus, why it took so long for the Samaritans to receive the Holy Spirit. That's what we're going to look at here today. So for more info on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. You'll find my statement of faith at islandcommunitychurch.net. You can learn more about me, what I believe, and what I teach, because that's very important, friend. And that is the doctrine of the person that you hear on the radio that's teaching the Word of God or at your church. So here's part one now. Again, this will play Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then at the end of the week, we're going to look at Philip the Evangelist as he runs into an Ethiopian eunuch. But that'll be for Thursday. So enjoy part one of this message now. This is one you need to keep in your Bibles. Acts chapter 8 and the baptism of the Holy Spirit is where we're at here today. Last week we were introduced to somebody named Saul, a Pharisee from Tarsus, which is in Turkey today. Later on in Acts, he'll undergo a name change and will forever be known as Paul, my namesake. This book is pretty neatly divided, as Peter and sometimes John are the main focus. Then after chapter 14 or 15, the main focus shifts to Paul. Now let's pick it up here in chapter 8, once again at the top, and see where the Lord will focus today. That's probably a little hot on this lapel mic. It's around in the middle of that board, just a little. Thank you. Acts chapter 8, verse 1. Now Saul was consenting to his death. That is Stephen's death. Now remember, without the gift of faith that comes from God, you can't believe. Friend, you don't have what it takes.
You don't have what it takes to believe on your own. You need help. You need help from God because you don't have it on the inside of you to believe in Jesus Christ without God's help. The Bible says, for it's by grace we have been saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. That is thinking we're better than someone else because we believe and someone else doesn't. It's a gift from God. And it ought to make you want to shout and be grateful to God that you have the ability to see the man in the glory while there's 7 billion people out here in the world that don't. And the Apostle Paul didn't have this then. As we see, Saul. Look at the greatest example you have in all of the Bible. It's Paul the Apostle. He terrorized the church and its believers who tried to tell him about Jesus. How will you be any different than the greatest example that we have? All of you who put off believing until a more convenient time. All you who see him today, who's to say you won't be spiritually blind tomorrow? People say and think to themselves, well, I'll believe later after I hang out for a while, sow my oats a little bit, have a little fun. I'll just believe tomorrow. No, you see, faith is a gift. It's here today. It might be gone tomorrow. The Apostle Paul himself was presented with Jesus Christ. And you can see right here firsthand how he's doing without the gift of faith. It's right here, right before you. In Acts chapter 8, in verse 1, it says, at that time, a great persecution arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem. They were scattered all throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial. And they made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, this is Paul, the guy that wrote Romans, Ephesians, Galatians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. This is Paul we're speaking about. As for Saul, he wreaked havoc on the church, entering into every house and dragging off men and women and committed them to prison. This is the guy that wrote 3/4 of the New Testament. Someone told him that Jesus was Lord, and it infuriated him. And he went house to house, dragging off people and taking them to prison because they told him that Jesus Christ was Lord. And that's how you could be tomorrow without the gift of faith. The greatest example of all anyone could have is dragging off Christians and taking them to jail. That's how we look. That's how you look. Without the gift of faith. It's a gift. It's a gift from God. Listen to what Jesus said. He says, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me should draw him. And I'll raise him up on the last day. John 6:44. That's on your handout. All these verses are. No one can come to me, Jesus says, unless you've got help. God has to draw you to Jesus. You can't wake up and say, I'm going to quit running today. I've sown enough oats. I'm ready. It's time to retire. I guess I'll believe in the man upstairs now. It doesn't work that way. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me should draw him, and there's no guarantee he's going to draw you tomorrow. If he's drawing you today, he says, today, well, matter of fact, here it is. As the Holy Spirit says, meaning not just me, he says it. He says, today, if you'll hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Like in the rebellion in that day of trial in the wilderness, when your fathers tested me and they tried me, they saw my works for 40 years. You know, I think of that, that's like cheating. I mean, imagine if we had a pillar of fire to for us to follow. We'd say, I would never fall, right? If it was only that easy, don't you wish it was that easy? What should I do? Should I turn right, turn left? No, you stand still and wait for a giant pillar of flames to move. We would never fail, right, Mike? How could we? If it was only that easy. They tested me and tried me. They saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation. And I said, they go astray in their hearts, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath that they will not enter into my rest. Then Jesus says in Matthew 11, 28, come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So it's your choice. Really, which side of the book of Acts do you find yourself permanently? Because we're all a little bit like Saul. Now, back again, verse 4, we're introduced to another great believer from that era, Philip the Evangelist. Also, we're seeing the fulfillment now of Jesus' prophecy of spreading the gospel to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. Verse 4, now, therefore, there are those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to a city of Samaria, and he preached Christ to them. And the multitudes, with one accord, heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying out with a loud voice, came out of many who were possessed. And many who were paralyzed and lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. Now let's put Samaria into perspective. Let's say Samaria is the equivalent of Iran or Afghanistan. Remember that as we go forward here. Verse 9. But there was a certain man called Simon who previously practiced sorcery in the city, and he astonished the people of Samaria, claiming that he was somebody great, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And they heeded him because, see that? Verse 11. They heeded him because he had astonished them with his sorceries for a long time. See, they heeded him not because of his words, but because of his signs and wonders. Why do men and women keep chasing after signs and wonders? Jesus said, if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.